Now, the UUP is challenging the Education Minister, John O'Dowd, to explain why he's approved an Irish language school in Dungiven. John O'Dowd has agreed to open a grant aid post-primary school in Dungiven, County Londonderry. The UUP claims he took the decision in spite of official advice from several education bodies. Sinn Féin's Cathal O'Hoshin is with us this morning. Cathal, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
And Danny Kinahan from the Ulster Unionist Party. Morning, Danny.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Cathal, again.
Morning, Stephen.
Just help me pronounce the name of this post-primary school, Cathal, so I get it right.
It's Coleister Yerra.
Coleister Yerra, okay.
Coleister Yerra.
Coleister Yerra, okay. Okay, thank you. Danny, what's the problem here?
The problem here is, and this has nothing to do with attacking the Irish language, this is purely a debate based on value for money, and that we are about to spend a great deal of money setting a school up in Dungiven at a time when we're meant to be looking at our budgets and being and saving money, when most of the advisory bodies are indicating that this won't work. And you basically, what we're asking for today in the debate is to review it and look at it and see if there's another way of doing it, not necessarily in Dungiven, but in other areas. But it's basically, all the bodies are saying it's unsustainable, so we're about to waste a great deal of money at a time when we shouldn't be doing it.
Waste money? What about respect for Irish language and those people who want to learn it and teach their children it?
Well, they can still do it. They can still do it in the other means that are there. But what we're asking them is to look at this proposal and find another way of doing it. I would like to see the Irish language available to everyone. So it's a parental choice, not being made a political football between Sinn Féin or between nationalism and unionism. We need to find a different way of doing things. But here you have just short of £1 million once you've got all the mobiles and everything in place, plus you've then got to hire teachers, you've got to put everything working, when all the bodies are saying that the numbers there are saying it will not work.
£1 million for what?
£1 million. You've got 600,000 on mobiles to be put in place, which is 11. And yet the body, when you talk to it, who are behind it, are saying, look, it only needs to be 4, which rather proves my point. We need to review what we're doing to make it work properly.
And is that not an extravagant use of money, Cathal, £1 million, when other school services are under pressure and budgets are under pressure in the education system?
Well, let's look at exactly what the situation is right across the north in terms of Irish medium education. There currently is only one standalone independent Irish medium secondary school in the north, and that is Coleister Firstia in Belfast, which, by the way, came ahead of all the other non-selective schools in terms of results. We're talking value for money here as well. Now, there are 5,000 children going through their education through the medium of Irish, 450 of whom are within 10 to 12 miles of the proposed site in Dungiven. And those children must be catered for. This development on Irish medium education has been going on for 25 years. There are 7 bums going, which are the equivalent of primary schools, supplying into this school. And the demand is there. And this proposal, Proposal 264, came from a very well-qualified group of professional people who also happen to have their children going through the medium of Irish. And this is a demand very much led by the parents. So I do believe it is good value for money, and I do believe it can be, there is a rationality for it there, and there is a sustainability for it there. And of course, and Danny, I've done, with this is, I think this is the 4th interview I've done with Danny this morning. He actually is coming around now to actually acquiesce in that some of the bodies that he was quoting earlier in the day actually did not give advice contrary to the approval of Coleister Yerra.
Go on, Danny.
Well, if we start on the last point of not giving advice that is contrary, it depends slightly how you read it. If you look at the Western Education Library Board, who say that this school in Dungiven is not considered in the Western Education Library Board area plan, which is what drives where all the schools are, and goes on to say it would have a negative impact on the current provision within the Dungiven area, if that isn't to know, I'm not really sure what is. If you go on to the Northeastern Education Library Board, where they highlight a lot of St. Patrick's concerns, and you realize, and they say the projected initial intake of 15 does not meet the advisory group's recommendation of 35, and there's a whole lot of other reasons that come in there. You get to the inspectorate, who say that Dungiven is not one of the 8 locations to provide for CN, seen a G, that immersion for key stage 3 up to 100% through Irish is not desirable. And if I go on, I mean, there's lots of notes. Now, you may think I'm just picking out the ones that are against it. The point is, the department summarized it all together, and in their numbers, they're basically saying this projects the full year 8 to 12, around 128, with a sixth form of 26.
So if all this official advice adds up what Danny's saying, why has your minister approved it, Cathal?
Well, the body that advises the minister on Irish medium education is, of course, Corian Gaoscailliachta. And they have approved it. And, you know, Danny has been very selective, and the motion has been very selective as to how it picks out those who have said some issues. And I can't quote, the Northeastern Education Board made no response to the proposal, and the Western Board only remarked on that it may have affected English medium education in the wider area. But that can't be taken as an impact on existing schools, the development of a new Irish language school. And so, as I say, the demand is, therefore, the estimated intake will go up to about 65.
Well, Danny, you said the North Eastern Board did make a response.
They did a response to the other board. So it's in here in the summary. So it, you know, you're splitting hairs over what a response is. They went and had to speak to the other schools to see how it affected all of them, and they basically come back saying it does affect them.
Well, listen, it'll be interesting to see what we think at home about this. Danny, thank you. Cathal, thank you.